name's Michelle Ogu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 29th of September 2009, and the time is now 3:17 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from, please?
I am Judy McGettrick. I'm 62 years old. I'm Scottish, but I live partly in Northern Ireland, a bit in Southern Ireland, and also sometimes in Hampshire. There we are.
Before we start this interview, you told me that you just arrived from Greece yesterday.
Yes, I'm sort of en route from Greece back to Ireland. I've been in Greece on holiday. So, and I'm flying back to Ireland more or less as soon as I leave here.
How long have you lived in Ireland?
Oh, nearly 9 years. And previously I lived in Greece. So Ireland is a bit of a shock after Greece.
Could you expand on that?
Well, I can be very succinct in it. It's just the weather. That's why I like Greece, and it's why I don't like Ireland. There we are. My husband's work requires him to move from place to place. So, in fact, we've been married nearly 40 years, and we've moved house about 36 times. So, you know, I'm kind of used to it now. In fact, when we retire, or when he finishes working next year, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to settle in one place.
I was going to ask you, so what does the notion of home mean to you? Where is home?
Home is where you packed the Christmas decorations last year. That's what home is. And if you're getting them out from the place that you packed them away a year ago, then, you know, this is quite a long spell.
Whereabouts were you living in Greece?
We were living in Patras, which is Greece's third city. It's a very large port, and it's on the west side of the Peloponnese, about 3 hours from Athens.
Did you like it there?
It's fantastic. It's a great city. It's a very Greek city. But it's got beautiful surroundings, and it's actually one of the greener spots in Greece, because for Greece it gets quite a lot of rain. However, they have no concept of the notion of rain. They want to go and live in Ireland to see what the concept of rain is. You'll gather that I don't like the rain.
Is weather the only thing that you don't like about Ireland?
It probably is, because I do actually quite like the Irish, and my husband is Irish, and that has no connection with why we're there, but I like the crack, as they say, and the people are very kind, yeah.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
Well, I signed in the form that I'd heard about it in the media, and I think I must have read in a newspaper. I can't think how else I would have found out about it. Although, having said that, I mean, I have been to a lot of Anthony Gormley. I've seen a lot of his work, been to exhibitions, but I don't think I would have been on a website that would have informed me. So I think it must have been in the media. It was written about, and I decided to go for it.
What was it in particular about this project that made you want to apply, do you think?
Well, it was, as I said, I've seen a lot of Anthony Gormley's work, and I've always admired it, and I suppose it was the prospect of taking part in it. I know that's such a cliche, but that's probably what it was. But at the same time, having applied, I thought I'd never be picked, and B, wouldn't be able to do it if I was. So, I think it takes a certain sort of extrovert type of person to want to do this, and I'm not really that sort of person. So I got a space. I was allotted a space in July, And for various reasons, I couldn't accept that space. So, however, I ticked the box thinking, thank God. At least I can say I got a spot, but I didn't actually have to do anything about it. So I was absolutely overwhelmed when I got this second spot, and that, in fact, it was going to work, that I was on the way back from Greece and could stop off. So, yeah.
So when did you find out that you had this spot?
Must have been in August. Yeah, I mean, I should imagine it's quite unusual for a person to get picked twice.
How did you feel when you got that email? Had you decided straight away that you were going to accept, or were you not sure?
No, I decided immediately I was going to accept. Immediately. I think if I'd sort of dithered, I'd probably have refused it. So.
Has it taken quite a lot of organisation for you to be here today?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it has.
So it's quite a commitment.
Oh, total commitment. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's quite a lot of expense and, quite a lot of organisation. Yeah. So I had a total commitment to it once I had said.
Have you decided how you're going to spend your time on the plinth?
Well, I have, yeah. You'd like to know?
Yes, please.
Well, I thought that I didn't want to make a fool of myself. B, I felt that there would be a lot of people doing very clever things. I didn't really take into account the fact that there were 2,400 people going to be doing this, so they couldn't all be brilliant up there. But I just had this vision of people being fantastic, whatever they were doing. So I thought, well, I really can't compete with that. I don't know what they're doing, juggling or whatever they're going to be doing. I thought, well, since this is an indulgence, I think art is an indulgence. I paint myself, and that I'm indulging myself in painting. I lost my track there. Art is an indulgence, as far as I'm concerned, on my level of art. I thought, well, since I'm indulging myself to this degree, I might as well indulge myself 100%. So I thought, I'm not going to go up there and paint or draw or take photographs or play a musical instrument, which I couldn't do. I thought, I'll indulge myself by writing out 50 facts about myself. So that's what I'm going to do. The hour is going to be totally indulgent. It's just going to be 50 things about me. It would have been 60, but I couldn't think of a rhyme that was sort of, I thought, well, 50 fabulous facts or 50 frivolous facts. I couldn't work it out with 60. And in any case, I thought, I can't write 60. I can't think of 60 things. Never mind, write them. So that's what it's going to be about.
And are you going to be writing them whilst you're up there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I have art pads and a felt tip pen. And they'll be very short. They're just, they're not going to be... you know, it's not going to be a biography or a life story or something. It's not a biography.
Where did you get the idea for that?
Well, I don't know. It just... desperation, I think. Just... what could I do?
Are some of those facts things that perhaps members of your family might not know about?
Well, there's nothing that's going to embarrass any of them, so that's all. They might know, they might not know. I mean, they are some ridiculous things, so yeah, I should think they know pretty well.
Would you like to share one with us? Just one.
Oh, God. Well, I was sitting in the hotel last night trying to think of things, and I was coming up with ridiculous things that I've suddenly developed a passion for serene malt loaf, and I could eat a whole malt loaf in one go. So they're totally ridiculous things like that.
You mentioned that you thought that art was an indulgence for you, from a personal point of view. How else would you describe yourself as a person?
Well, I think I'm fairly loyal. As I said, I've been married for nearly 40 years, so that's pretty good. In fact, I think I've, you know, a medal is called for, deserved. I used to think I was fairly long-suffering, and but now I'm not so sure. I'm a little bit more erratic than I used to be, but maybe that's just age. I think I'm quite a good friend, and that's about it, really. I'm not sure how good a mother I am, but there we are. I'm not the person to ask for that.
Who's the person to ask
about? Oh, well, I suppose my daughter, yeah.
You mentioned just now that you were quite an erratic person in some ways. You had been long, you thought of yourself being long-suffering,
kind of, you know,
in a
sense.
Have you changed that much, do you think?
I think as you get older, your ideas change a bit, and perhaps you're not quite prepared to put up with things as you were, or I'm not as prepared to put up with things as I was. So it's just, that's all. Not really.
What would you be doing if you were back home now in Ireland?
The washing after the holidays. That's what I'd be doing.
How do you normally spend your time? Free time?
Well, I do paint quite a lot, and I walk my dog. That's it. I cook meals for my husband. Very boring suburban, ordinary suburban life, although I don't live in suburbia.
When did you start painting?
Only about 10 years ago. I started when we went to Ireland. I started painting, yeah.
What kind of things do you paint?
Well, I've just been painting sort of, not quite abstract, but sort of, a bit of realism, but they're bordering on the sort of abstract. It's an indulgence.
Why do you think it's an indulgence? Because of the time it takes, or why do you say that's an indulgence?
Well, I think there's so many people like me that paint to a reasonable standard. I'm able to sell a fair bit of work. But it's never going to be hung in the National Gallery. And so I do question its worth, quite frankly, especially when I haven't sold anything for a while. I think this is just, I'm wasting my time, I'm wasting money. So that's when I'm indulging myself.
Is there much of an artistic community where you live?
There is no, not really. I have to drive quite a long way to have space in the studio.
So where are the opportunities, if you like, to show work or to sell work?
I show in exhibitions locally, and that's it really. Locally, sort of throughout Ireland, I have some work touring in Wales at the moment, and anywhere. You know, I'm sure you know it's a real network. People let you know when there are exhibitions, and sometimes you're asked to put work in. And that's how I put work out. But most of it stacks up at home. And until I sort of sand it down and repaint canvases. So I don't sell as much as I paint.
Are you in there regularly in your studio painting, or do you?
Oh yeah, quite often. Yes, most. Well, I don't paint every day, but maybe sort of 3 or 4 days a week. Yeah.
Is it on a fairly large scale your work or not? Can you tell me a little bit, describe it a little bit for me?
Yeah, I like working on big canvases, and I usually work from photographs that I've taken, probably in Greece, and I like to paint. I like to paint boats and water, but at the point where boats and water meet, that's. What I like to concentrate on. So if I'm working on quite a big canvas, it is almost abstract because it's magnified to that scale. So it's a bit of reflection in water and you know, shapes and things.
Were you in Greece when you started painting?
No, I wasn't actually. I was in Ireland when I started, but this is just what I've been painting recently. Apart from a commission I had very recently for a series of canvases painted with cupcakes, and that was fantastic because they were just brilliant to paint and so easy and fun and great colours and things.
Where did that spring from?
That just came from a local very smart bakers who wanted paintings on their walls. So yeah, they were good.
You've done a series of canvases of cupcakes.
Cupcakes, yeah.
That was fun to do.
Yeah, it was great. That was great, yeah. Well, you can imagine, you know, how good cupcakes are. They're just of the moment, so they're just a bit of fun.
Are you looking forward to going up in the plinth?
Yes. Sort of.
Any reservations about it?
No reservations at all about being up there. I suppose I'll be happier if people are just going around their business, crossing Trafalgar Square, you know, not looking at me. That I'll be happiest, and I'll be very happy once I've done it. That's what I'm looking forward to most. A bit like coming away from the gym.
What did your family say when you told them?
Oh, my husband was absolutely delighted. He was disappointed that I'd cancelled the first one, had to cancel it. And so, yeah, he was thrilled that I couldn't believe I got another shot. Yeah, and my daughter, they were there, yeah. They think it's great. Well, my husband's seen a lot of Antony Gormley's work too, and he really likes him, and so he was totally behind it as well.
So you mentioned, I think, at the beginning that you like Antony Gormley's.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about his work that appeals to you, do you think?
It's the way it's pared down. It's just so simplistic, but yet just brilliant. I mean, now I'm talking about the human forms. There's something about them that is so moving, and yet they're human, but they're not human. So I can't really be sorry, but they're just great. Yeah, good.
Were you ever interested in painting the human form? Did you ever paint people at all?
Yes, I did. I did some life classes, and yeah, I quite liked it, but it's not really my scene. It's just, it was good to do, I suppose. Yeah.
Did you choose 3 words to describe yourself on your profile?
I did. I can't remember them.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go up on the plinth?
No. Nothing. I can't think of anything else.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, you're welcome.